game and again and wrestle, and we wish we can get our hands on you and the four horsemen, take all of your body parts and rip them off one by one.
Put ECW where it belongs, the afterthought of the WWE, their developmental program on national television. Let's put it where it belongs. Let's get that straight.
Oh, Lordy, but Jesus, I just went through this whole thing on the other freaking tape. I went to play it back and went two sentences and then went, pfft. All right, I haven't had a beer yet. It's 5 to 11. This is killing me because I'm going to do this sober.
I'm like, do these assholes not see a pair of boxer briefs laying on the floor? Luna is one of the most beautiful women that I've ever saw. And I'm not lying.
OWW Radio. And now, Nick Anthony.
Right now, won't believe the phone call that I just received earlier today. I got a call from one of the lenders for my car, right? Got behind on a bill. And the call I just recently got before airtime got me furious. I don't know if I can go on. Don't know if I can do the show. They're out of their mind. This online world of wrestling, OWW Genesis. This is OWW Radio. I am Nick Anthony of the Forbes, broadcasting from Los Angeles, California. You're tuned in to the best wrestling talk on the air, where online world of wrestling gets its latest, where legends and fans come together. With that said, I want to hear from you. Whether you're a viewer of Raw, ECW, Superstars, and SmackDown, TNA Impact, Ring of Honor, the Indies, we talked them all, including MMA. Big MMA match on Saturday, 103. Your opinion counts. We made it simple for you at our toll-free telephone number. It's 866-543-OWW0. 1-866-543-6990, 24/7. You can email us also at radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. Dave Caveman Cave joins me, as well as TNA Aaron Kendrick from Genesis. Today on the show, Dave's going to talk about this week in wrestling, TNA, the match of the week. Saturday was Sunday was TNA's No Surrender pay-per-view. First, we're going to talk about the current top industry news. We'll also have the Botchmania. You guys watch any of that? Also, Larry Zbysko. We did an interview with him a year back. We'll revisit that. Adventures in Larryland, that book available at Amazon.com. 866-543-OWW0, 866-543-6990. Taking your phone calls, man. We've all heard the news by now that Linda McMahon is or has put her name in for the Senate race there in Connecticut. Guys read that story. WWE chief executive Linda McMahon resigns to run for Senate. And this kind of parallels my being upset with the phone call I got just moments ago from coming on the air. Which one you guys want to hear first? The phone call that I received or this story about Linda McMahon? I mean, they're one and the same, in my opinion. Because I don't think Linda McMahon is going to do anything to help people out in their problems, in their situation, the current situation, the economic situation that this country is going through right now. Certainly Barack Obama has been wishful thinking on our parts. Yeah, thanks. That's what Barack Obama is saying to all of us who voted for him, thinking that there's going to be some type of change. So I get this phone call, right, from a lender that supplied me with a loan for my vehicle that I fell behind on. And I'm not ashamed to say it. I fell behind on it. They give me a call, and I was very adamant in telling them, man, that yeah, you know where you can go. Because I didn't have the money. I didn't have it right then. I got other priorities to take care of, and this car is certainly not one of them. So this guy begins to tell me that I signed a contract. Like, that's something I didn't notice. I didn't know about it. He tells me I signed a contract and I'm legally binded to uphold that contract. Dude, I know. But I'm currently out of work. And my priority is not with this car. He said, all right. So are you agreeing that we can come and get the car? We can do whatever? I'm like, no, but you can put me on a hardship program. I'm telling you that I'm out of work. And I'm basically going to give you what I have to give you, period. And when I can give it to you. Because they try to put this guilt trip on you if you've ever been in this situation. They try to put this guilt trip on you that you're some type of deadbeat or you're some type of person that is unwilling to pay their bills or something like that. And I just flat out told this guy, I'm going to give you what I'm going to give you and when I give it to you. If you're not putting me on this hardship program that I've been asking for, you know where you can go. And that's plain and simple. He tries to roll this guilt trip, trying to blame me from every which way. And I just flat out told him, give me your supervisor. Because I'm not going to take it. I got his supervisor on the phone, and he's telling me the same rap. You're a payment behind. You got to pay this. You got to pay that. I'm like, first of all, if you go back to your records, and you can see where I paid. I've been consistent on my paying. Haven't missed a bill. When I called you guys up and told you that I lost my job, I need to be put on a hardship program, you told me no. And now you want to come crying to me saying I owe a payment? No, you're going to get what I give you. So after I'm explaining this to him, after I go continue for at least 5 minutes of me ranting on with this guy, and I wouldn't let him talk. I've had enough of their talking. I flat out told him that our government here in the United States of America, and I know we have a lot of listeners abroad, overseas, up north, wherever. But we have a lot of listeners out here in America, and I don't know if you guys have gone through the same situation as I am, if you're old enough. Of course, if you're the current demographic for the WWE, you have no clue what I'm talking about. But if you are going through this same situation, you know exactly what I'm talking about when I say the current economic situation that we're facing here in America. When we have this current situation, where these banks and these lenders and whoever else is getting bailed out in these corporations. They're getting bailed out left and right. But yet they come to us, and I'm talking about these corporations, they come to us demanding their money fast, quick, and in a hurry. Yet they're getting bailed out left and right. And this is what I told the supervisor to this particular lending bank. I told him, you just got bailed out my taxpaying dollars. You just got bailed out from the government, right? And all these other corporations just got bailed out by our government, right? My taxpaying dollars. Yet, Here I am in a financial situation myself. Economic dire strait, if you will. And you aren't going to show me that type of courtesy as our government did for you, which our government is me. How dare you? And you think Linda McMahon is going to say any of this? You think Linda McMahon is going to be behind this any step of the way when she decides to put her name in the hat for the Senate, the House of Representatives up there in Connecticut? She can come out and say that Christopher Dodd, who is trying to run for his sixth seat in the Senate, she can come out and say Christopher Dodd has lost touch with reality to sunrise to sunset. But he's not the only one. He's not the only one that's lost their touch in reality. All of them have lost their touch and lost their way in reality. They lost their way long time ago. Linda McMahon lost her way long time ago. And it's not because they're such wealthy people that they're lost their way in reality. It's their thinking what came along with the money, with the wealth, the financial stability. We all clamor to have financial stability. But the thinking that comes along with it, that's what fades away after a while. David Murdoch, writer on F4W Online, affiliation with the Wrestling Observer newsletter, he had an article up on that site that said, let me first start off by saying I would be absolutely shocked if this was successful. Here's what he said. While she can try to frame herself as a successful businesswoman, in the end, she is going to be painted as a wrestling carny. And that's true. She has to deal with 25 years worth of TV that can be used against her and that she has to embrace because it's her experience and calling card in this race. That's all she has. She has no experience. A lot of people may say, okay, maybe that's what we need in office here in America, someone that doesn't have experience, because those are the ones that haven't lost their way in reality. Wrong. I go back. It's the thinking. They've been so far out from the limelight, from you and I, society, with their wealth and their houses on the hills and their $1 million in the banks, or million dollars in the bank, and their chauffeur limos. They're so lost touch with that society that they're way out there, man. Their thinking has changed so far. Back to the article by Dave Murdoch on F4W Online. Linda McMahon is against professional politicians who have done this for their whole careers. They are used to handling the day in and day out drag of a race that will wear them down. Once you have been campaigning for months, it breaks you down and you have to be ready or you will make mistakes. Her opponents know what to say and what not to say and have experienced handlers who know them and will protect them from the trouble that will show up. He continues by saying, at first, she will probably be somewhat below the radar. But if she starts to gain momentum, her opponents will not hesitate to tear her apart. They may not put their names on it, but suddenly money will show up for ads, mailers, and calls to remind the voters that she is a wrestling carny. They will remind everyone of the drugs, scandals, death, and general bad taste that she has been connected to in the WWE. Plus, she's already somewhat on the defense. You've been to her webpage? This is what Dave Murdoch is trying to point out. She acknowledges that she hasn't always voted and that the WWE isn't everyone's cup of tea. If she is already defending herself on these matters, on the day she announces that she's putting her name in the hat, she's going to be defending herself all the way down the whole line, up until the day of the elections. Dave Murdoch doesn't see this venture for Linda McMahon, and he doesn't see it going anywhere. He doesn't think it's going to happen for her. He says she just has way too many negatives against her, and her only real positive is lots of money. You think Linda McMahon is going to care about you and I once she's, or if she, in fact, gets put in the House of Representatives? You think she has a shot? You think she has a clue on what we, the citizens of this country, United States of America, you think she has a clue on what our needs are? Because I'm sure all of you guys have written your congressman. I'm sure all of you guys has written the House, letting them know what you demand and what you need from your employees, haven't you? But do they listen? For months, we've been talking about how the economic problems are hitting us here at home. For months, what has happened? What has happened? For months, we've been talking about the joblessness. What has happened? For months, we've been talking about health care. What has happened? They're going to keep talking about it on the Hill. That's all they're going to do. They're going to keep talking about it because they can care less. They got their money in the bank. They have their multi-millions. They have their chauffeured cars. They have their houses on the hills. Their summer homes, their winter homes, their spring homes. They have it all. They can care less about us. Want me to relate it to wrestling? You want me to relate it to something that isn't real? I'll do it for you. Linda McMahon, as the CEO of wrestling, do they listen to us at all? Do they listen to the WWE fans on what we like, what we want to see, what gimmicks we would like to see? No, they say it on the website. How's that for some reality for you? If she can't listen there, why do you think she's going to listen here? I want to hear from you. 866-543-OWW0, 866-543-6990.
OWW Radio.
All right, Online World of Wrestling is proud to present its official forum, OWW Genesis, the gold standard of wrestling forums. OWW Genesis hosts over 50 active forums, which include news, results, the WWE section, TNA, ROH, independent and international discussion, women's wrestling, 8 video forums, OWW forum games, MMA, wrestling video games, and wrestling interests. You want more? Okay, Genesis also has forums dedicated to wrestling promotions of the past, ECW, WCW, and the golden age of professional wrestling. More? Okay, Genesis has more to offer its community with a variety of special features such as OWW Undisputed, Debate League, Bloxest, All Time Pose, What If, Fair or Foul, even an eFed called Takedown. More? Okay, OWW Genesis is also proud to be the official community forum for Chick Fights and OWW Radio. More? Okay, you'll find me there, Nick Anthony, and all the producers and many others right there at Online World of Wrestling's official forum, OWW Genesis. It's the gold standard of wrestling forums. It's the gold standard! Okay, that one hurt it. That one hurt it.
Yeah.
866-543-6990, radio at online, worldofwrestling.com. All right, so you guys want to talk wrestling still, huh? All right. Sorry about that. Sometimes you got to vent. I did it. TNA No Surrender 2009, man, was Sunday. You guys get a chance to watch that, Dave, Aaron?
I haven't gotten a chance to watch it yet, but I will be watching it.
Yeah, it was, it was all right. It was a good pay-per-view. Certainly not bad, but certainly not good either. Let's see. This is from onlineworldofwrestling.com. Mike Tenay and Taz welcomed us to the pay-per-view. Mike Tenay announced that Angelina Love and TNA have parted ways due to business issues. Canadian Angelina Love can't work in the U.S. until some work visa problems are resolved. So there you go. Angelina Love, ongoing issue with her passport.
Isn't that kind of like her responsibility to make sure she has a work visa to work in the United States?
Yeah, I would think. But I guess she didn't do that, so there's some legal issues might be coming out of this. Am I correct with that? Didn't I read that somewhere?
Yeah, I read that too, yeah.
Yeah. All right, the finals of the Knockouts Tag Team Title Tournament, the Beautiful People, Velvet Sky, Madison Rain versus Tyler Wilde and Sarita. This was a good match, and I was talking to Jason Dedrich of Fredella or Black Pants Incorporated, and we were talking about the Knockouts and how a majority of them have been with ChickFight.tv, the women's promotion that Jason Dedrich heads up.
Uh-huh.
So no wonder the Knockout segments over there on TNA have been the most successful in that promotion, the highest rated segments on TNA Impact. No wonder. The majority of the Knockouts are chick fighters. No wonder. All right. The Beautiful People, Velvet Sky and Madison Rain versus Tyler Wilde and Sarita. Senior referee Earl Hebner, he came out, he ejects referee Slick Johnson, making himself the referee in this match. Tenay and Taz reminded us that it's because Slick has been less than impartial in his rulings for the Beautiful People. Sarita, Taylor, and Madison do a fine job of carrying the match, even though it's too short to do them justice. Sarita comes off the ropes to drop kick Madison. Taylor flips her into a bridging suplex to become the first TNA Women's Tag Team Champions in an entertaining, fast-paced match. It's a shame that they couldn't have replaced Velvet Sky so that they could have had given the women a longer match and a more chance to shine, especially since the women's championship match later on was such a joke. That's what they're reporting on onlineworldofwrestling.com. And, of course, they're talking about the Cody Deaner and the ODB match, which was it was hilarious. If you guys get a chance to watch it, of course, the referee had some hilarious spots in it, kicking Deaner's hands off the rope and pushing Deaner into a roll-up pin by ODP. Eventually, ODP would win that match and becoming the women's champion. Let's see. What else happened in that card? The grudge match. Hernandez versus Eric Young. This match was pretty dumb, if you ask me. Here's what they're reporting on onlineworldofwrestling.com. Like everything else associated with the World Elite angle, the story behind this match makes no sense, and I totally agree. Eric Young's poor speaking skills haven't improved one iota. Either though, you think with all the time he's been given on TV that we should have seen a major improvement by now. Instead, he's taking to making Google eyes or googly eyes at the camera, apparently in an effort to look scary. Every time he does it, it makes him want to laugh, but I can't because the whole thing is just so sad. No wonder Homicide asked for his release from TNA. Too bad for him. They wouldn't grant it. The whole angle is about Hernandez and Homicide and this brother thing, which is stupid. Him joining the World Elite is pretty dumb. Eric Young comes out in his business suit. Hernandez doesn't let that stop him from attacking the heel. Hernandez carries on as though Young were fighting and finishes with a big border toss to get the win in a match that runs less than 5 minutes. What do you think about it,
Aaron?
Give it
about a month, Nick, and you'll see Homicide and Hernandez getting good matches.
Yeah. Well, we'll see if Homicide doesn't.
That's what it's all for. That's what that match was all for.
Maybe for Beyond the Glory or whatever that pay-per-view is called next month.
Beyond for Glory.
Yeah, Beyond for Glory, whatever it's called. Who knows? They change these things every day. What else happened? TNA X Division Championship match. Christopher Daniels, man, versus Samoa Joe. Daniels uses his quickness, high-flying, and works on Joe's neck, while Joe stays on the mat and concentrates on submission holds. The crowd is solidly behind Daniels from the start, chanting, "Fallen Angel, Fallen Angel, Fallen Angel." Joe works on Daniels' left knee, which is bandaged under the knee pad. Joe retains with the rear naked choke, which he still can't apply properly. Note to Danae and Taz, when a wrestler is only so-so, and you try too hard to convince us that he is great, you only hurt your own credibility. That from Online World of Wrestling as well. All right. I'm really liking D'Angelo De Niro over on TNA. The Pope, as he's called. Him going against Suicide, I don't particularly agree with, because Suicide, I don't think he's over enough with the fans or in this wrestling industry for that matter. I put Suicide in the same category as the Blue Blazer and the Patriot of the Attitude Era.
Ooh, no.
Yeah, Suicide are
not that bad.
Oh yeah, he's horrible, man. Suicide are Suicide-y, as the Pope calls him, is a horrible entertainer, a horrible wrestler, and I hate that they're giving him such a push on TNA. You give me one good aspect that he has brought to TNA. One good aspect. That video game? No. Video game was horrible. The ratings for that video game was horrible. And Suicide, his gimmick is horrible. Pope is doing this interview backstage, and he's getting into it with that chick who's doing the interview. I don't even know her name. I don't watch enough. Suicide-y, or Suicide. I just like Suicide. I just like saying that, Suicide-y. Suicide-y attacks D'Angelo from the back. They get into it, and that's how the match starts. It's a brawl anyway, so what does it care? What does it matter?
You know, Nick, you seem like you're starting to get crazy about Elijah Burke or Pope or whatever you want to call him. The only thing good going for him is his promos.
He does great
promos.
Once
he gets in that ring, he cannot wrestle with the crap.
He carried Suicide, didn't he? He's been carrying ever since his debut. Except for that,
a good wrestler.
Except for that that match in that asylum, or what do they call that? Am I saying it right? That match month back in that asylum ring or whatever that was. Except for that match, his debut match, where he could have clearly won become a number one contender by getting out of that cage. Except for that match, he's been doing well for himself over at TNA. I think he's carrying Suicide.
All he does is just punch. That's not wrestling.
Okay, he's a brawler.
Yeah.
He's a fighter. It's more realistic than what Suicide he is trying to put off and call his wrestling. I rest my case. They bash each other in the world.
Suicide has wrestling moves.
Yeah. Well, you saying the Pope doesn't?
Well, no. Not really. All he's got going for him is a couple hooks and a big running knee.
That knee is brutal, too. I see him as one day he's going to be up there as a champion. I think he's main event material now for that promotion.
Maybe as far as promos go.
All right, well, promos is not going to do it, Arad. You know it.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, he can wrestle, too. I don't know what you're talking about.
Let's get Dave into this.
Okay, Hulk Hogan wasn't a very good Hulk Hogan wasn't a very good wrestler either, Aaron.
No.
But he made in the main event status. He had good promos.
No promos.
But no, it's something more. He had his good gimmick, first of all. He was good on the mic, second. He was over with the fans, third. And he had some type of skills in the ring that he could portray in some way, shape, or form to get people to like him, to get him through a match.
Wait. He had skills back in the late 70s.
Well, he was able to do something in the 80s to get him over as much.
That's because he was a babyface, and the people like babyfaces.
Okay, I don't see why everybody's so down on Hulk Hogan. I don't see it. The guy brings wrestling into the limelight instead of some circus act, and everybody's down on him. We already know he couldn't wrestle. We knew it. He wasn't agile. We already knew it. But he brought something to the stage that we fell in love with, right? So why does everybody put him down? I don't get it. You wouldn't be watching wrestling if it wasn't for Hogan right now.
You know, actually, if you YouTube Hogan, you'll find some matches in Japan right around the time that he took off of the national thing with Vince, where he is performing magnificently, man. I mean, putting holds on people. I mean, drop kicking, all kinds of stuff.
Well, he did that even in the mainstream, Dave. So I don't see why people Aaron.
I've never seen Hulk Hogan pull a drop kick.
All right, you need to do some research, my homeboy. You've never seen Hogan do a drop kick.
If he did it during the expansion, it was very rare. I mean, his matches in WWF consisted of a three-move set, and that was the, I'll punch you in the face a couple times, I'm going to whip you into the ropes and hit you with the big boot and then leg drop, and that was it.
Well, he was a type of a superhero character, first of all, where no
because
harm.
He was a baby face.
Wait
and
a
he
minute.
Could cut promos.
Yeah, where no harm could, nothing can faze him.
But here, listen to what I'm saying, though. Here, you're taking Bert, somebody who the fans are going to hate because he's a heel, and he's got the exact same athletic ability. Well, no.
He's
no,
got
he's
a little
more
bit
athletic
more.
Than
yeah.
Hogan.
He's got a little bit more than Hogan.
But he's got basically the same moveset. And plus, all he can do is cut promos.
So, okay, you're saying.
So you've got basically Hulk Hogan, except he's not a good guy to get him over.
I think he's already over. What are you talking about? You don't think he's over?
Well, I mean, no, I don't think he's over.
So I was gonna say, well, they put him directly in out of his debut match. They put him right into that first contenders. Regardless, he is over with the fans, and he does deserve a push in TNA, and I certainly believe in the main event category because he was with WWE, and I'm not saying that solely because he was with WWE. It has a lot of factors that go into it. One, because he is over. Two is that he does have a name for himself that he made by himself, and he was with
the
WWE.
He didn't make it for himself. He started off with the Turkai guy who got released a couple of weeks after his debut. Then he went to the New Breed in ECW. Remember all
well,
that stuff?
I'm saying that the WWE didn't create him. He's his own man. That's what I'm saying.
He had a good boxing career.
Yeah.
But boxing and wrestling is two completely different things.
But he certainly is using it for his advantage instead of wrestling. You just brought that up. He has something to bring to the table. Hogan didn't do a drop
kick. So who won?
Hogan didn't do a drop kick in the 80s. That's crazy.
Hey, I've heard of Andre the Giant throwing a couple drop kicks before I've heard that Hulk Hogan threw a drop kick.
Ah, you're nuts, man. More on No Surrender, TNA's pay-per-view on Sunday when we get back. OWW Radio, 866-543-6990.
OWW Radio.
The definitive professional wrestling-based website on the internet today brings you everything from everywhere.
the WWE, TNA, Ring of Honor, the Indie Scene. All this and more can be found on one site. The Hero says, whenever they wrestling, head on over to www.onlineworldwrestling.com. News, news, and information from the world of professional wrestling is right at your fingertips, only a mouse click away, with every single page chock full of information and news on your favorite wrestling stars, such as
Chris Jericho,
Derek Bischoff,
Vince
Foley,
plus the most definitive source for all the best audio and video the internet has to offer. As well, news articles and blogs from some of the best-known internet wrestling talent today, and the most in-depth and detailed profiles and galleries of the biggest and brightest stars of today. Get into the world of wrestling online. It's the site the pros use, Online World of Wrestling, www.onlineworldofwrestling.com. Check it out today.
Right, we are back at 866-543-6990. Just got word that we got some Jim Cornette sound. Talking about his release from TNA. We'll go over that a little bit. He was on that Tommy Fierro show. Who's slamming who? We'll talk about it. Don't worry. Oh, who was that? Want to do that again? I don't think the folks heard it too clear in China.
Jeez.
866-543-6990. All right, where were we? We were talking about No Surrender, D'Angelo, Danetto, and Suicide. Did we talk about who won that match? Suicide starts to pull a table out from underneath the ring, but he's interrupted by the Pope. The Pope steps at the table near the ramp. Suicide comes back, and the brawl continues. De Niro tries to suplex Suicide into the table, but Suicide fights out, and they fight up to the entrance. They go backstage. The struggle continues, and eventually Suicide puts Pope on the table. Suicide climbs up into a space over the entry door, but De Niro gets out of the way. Suicide goes through the table alone. The Pope rolls over onto a Suicide. And gets the pin, and there you go. The Pope wins again, beating Suicide. In that pay-per-view, we got a nice, good picture of D'Angelo De Niro's hind parts. We got a nice picture of that, didn't we? I know, Aaron, you're into that type of thing. Just thought I'd let you know. All right.
You're the one that looked at it.
All right, moving on. We talked about Cody Deeter at ODB. The $50,000 bounty bat versus the Legends, the Legends Championship match, the Monster Abyss versus Kevin Nash. What a crappy match this was. Mick Foley is at a ring, is at the ringside with Tanae and Taz. He says that he's not upset that Abyss interfered and cost him his shot at the Legends title and Impact on Thursday. Then he says again that he's upset about his picture being destroyed, which is dumb. If you ask me, he's not upset about Abyss interfering in the match on Thursday and costing him the TNA Legends belt, but he is upset about a stupid cartoon picture that someone ripped off his wall. Horrible writing! Horrible writing! let's see. As Nash and Abyss brawl out of the ring and around ringside, Mick and Taz crack jokes about no longer having to announce while someone yells in their headsets. Nash and Abyss battle back into the ring. Dr. Stevie brings out a chair and sits on the entrance ramp. So far, they haven't used all the weapons common to Abyss's matches. It's a typical big man's power match. Stevie distracts the ref while Daphne sneaks in with a taser. But Abyss catches her and delivers a black hole slam. Abyss grabs the taser, but Stevie snatches it away before he can use it on Daphne. Nash slams Abyss with the chair, but can't get the pin. Finally, Abyss asks Foley for his barbed wire bat. Foley hands it to him, barbed wire first. So Abyss drops it. Meanwhile, Nash sneaks up behind Abyss and tasers him in the crotch and then rolls him up for the 1-2-3. That's pretty much how that match ends. Yeah. All right. TNA, Lethal Lockdown, Beer Money Inc. versus Team 3D versus Scott Steiner and Booker T. versus the British Invasion. The weapons come into play with the roof down, and the heels have a 4-3 advantage. Ray crawls up to the ring. Rob Terry goes after him. But Ray jumps up and takes down Rob with a chair. Ray gets into the cage at last and goes to town with his chair. Ray helps him out with a trash can lid. Storm chips in with a trash can. Rude, Magnus, and Storm go up to the top of the cage. Rude and Storm give Magnus a double-team suplex on the roof as the fans cheer. Beer Money return to the cage as the fans chant, "This is awesome." A DWI on Williams gets the win for Beer Money and 3D. There you go. All right. Let's see. The Boss, Bobby Lashley's TNA pay-per-view debut versus the War Machine, Rhino. Lashley gets the advantage early on, so Rhino goes to the floor to regroup. Lashley follows, and Rhino gets the advantage when Lashley is distracted by some fan on the guardrail. This is a super hard-hitting match with convincing MMA overtones. It's the kind of thing wrestling should do more of. Bobby Lashley gets the win by punching Rhino in the head as Rhino charges him for a gore.
What a big shocker there.
Yeah. Finally, it is the TNA World Heavyweight Championship match. It's the main event where Sting versus Kurt Angle, Matt Morgan, and AJ Styles go at it. And get this, Hernandez, which I don't get this at all. Let me just read it from the top here. Jeremy Barash is finishing the ring introductions, right? Then Hernandez comes out and cashes in his feast or fired case, you know, that briefcase that he carries around to get a shot at the title, too. Angle flips out and punches Hernandez in the face. Hernandez barely flinches and hits Angle right back. The others stand back as Hernandez lifts Angle into an overhead suplex and holds him there for what must be close to a full minute. Hernandez and Angle go to the floor and brawl there as Sting, Morgan, and AJ fight in the ring. This is what I want to bring up about this particular match. Why would anybody cash in the Feast or Fired briefcase in an already match that they aren't guaranteed to win? You already had Sting, Kurt Angle, Matt Morgan, and AJ Styles. Why would you cash in your title belt or your Feast or Fired briefcase in that match? Why not wait till after the match? Why would he cash it in during the match? Why would he do it? It doesn't make any sense. Horrible writing. Vince Russo.
Horrible writing.
This is horrible writing. It is. It's awful. And TNA has been on this huge swing in my book, popularity-wise. But every now and then, this horrible writing just comes in to play Vince Russo and whoever else is backstage coming up with this crap. I don't know. It's just horrible writing. Why not wait till after the match is done and give us an extra 5 minutes of the pay-per-view, an extra 6 minutes of the pay-per-view to have Hernandez cash in his Feast or Fired briefcase and take out whoever it was, whoever won out of that four-man match? That just makes more sense to me. Oh, man, who am I? Who am I to say? I'm just Nick Anthony. TNA's next pay-per-view is Bound for Glory on October 18th. At the University of California Irvine's Brand Event Center. I'm going to try to get to that since I live in the area. Well,
About 50 miles or so, 60 miles or so. I'm going to try to go to it. We'll see what happens. All right, we got a lot of things to get to. Let's get your match of the week, Aaron, when we come back from break. Then let's get into Jim Cornette. We still got to go with Larry Zbyszko. We got his interview in our next hour. We'll talk about that. So, match of the week coming up with Aaron Kendrick from OWW Genesis. All coming up. 866-543-6990 is the telephone number. Radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com is the email address. Right back. Onlineworldofwrestling.com.
OWW Radio.
Available now from Howard Fine Touch Productions is Sculpted by Choice, a training documentary about James Coyer, a natural bodybuilder who is actively pursuing a WWE developmental deal. A former Mr. Natural California, James Coyer has devoted his life to bodybuilding and teaching the benefits to others. Share his passion for training and healthy eating and be inspired as you see his intense workouts. Learn the muscle building tips that build his physique and go behind the curtain as he prepares for the competition stage at a bodybuilding contest. This DVD is loaded with tips on how to build muscle. James Coyer is currently a professional bodybuilder with two natural drug-tested organizations and is training to become a pro wrestler with the goal to get signed by WWE and be a part of the developmental program to further his skills so he can one day wrestle on WWE TV. James is an inspiration to anyone seeking to improve their physique and live a healthy lifestyle. This DVD is available now for only $12 at themartygiannettistory.com. Sculpted by Choice, available now at themartygiannettistory.com.
OWW Radio.
All right, Aaron Kendrick's match of the week for last week. Aaron, are you set, man? You can send your match of the week to radio at onlineworldofwrestling.com, or if you're on Genesis, private message Aaron. He's TNA on the Genesis form, onlineworldofwrestling.com. Go ahead, Aaron.
All right, Nick. You know what? Before we get into this, since we came back a few months ago, we've had some pretty good match of the week.
Yep.
Candidates before, right?
Yeah, well, from every promotion, really. Ring of Honor started it off. I think then we went to WWE and also TNA, but it's been well-rounded.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I remember the first match of the week really stands out to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because we had the big six-man tag on Ring of Honor, and we've had some great matches since then. This week, it almost makes me ashamed to say there was not one match worthy of being match of the week.
You didn't like any of them, huh?
This week in wrestling sucked.
Yeah.
All right.
What are you laughing at, Dave?
That's good stuff.
Maybe it's because they were coming out. Well, WWE was coming off of Bound for Glory, weren't they? Or going into Bound for Glory?
WWE was coming off of Breaking Point.
Or Breaking Point, whatever it is. What's Bound for Glory? Oh, that's TNA. You know, all these name changes, I can't keep it straight. So WWE's coming off Breaking Point.
They changed another pay-per-view name I read.
Yeah, it's called TLC.
They changed Armageddon to TLC.
Yeah, we talked about it last week. Armageddon's now TLC, Breaking Point. So WWE's was coming off a Breaking Point, so none of the matches were going to be any good. We knew that going into it. But what do you have for us?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we got Cody Deaner in action this week. That was great.
Yeah.
Just a marvel of a match. We had a forfeit involving Charlie Haas on SmackDown. That was just great.
Yeah. Did Chavo face Hornswoggle again? How about that? Was that good watching right there?
Chavo faced somebody. I don't even know who. Last night he faced Cedric the Entertainer at Little Rock.
And a goat.
Of all places.
What's the deal with the goat? What was that about on Raw? The goat. You live in Arkansas.
Oh.
Tell me what.
All right. Let me tell you something. All right. My friend's mother, they had to rush her to the hospital in Little Rock this past weekend because they thought she had a heart attack. When they got up there, they found out that her blood pressure actually got as high as it can go without being dead.
Well, what's this got to do with a goat, though?
No, I mean, I'm getting there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. This hospital is right across the street from the Verizon Arena where they had the show last night.
Yeah.
And my friend's mom's nurse was actually Cedric's.
Go ahead, dude.
He was, she was Cedric's cousin.
Yeah.
And they told, well, first of all, they heard my friend playing the New Jack commercial in the hospital.
Yeah.
And she came in there and started talking to my friend and told him that since he was going to that show, look for a goat because it came from her farm.
Wow.
The very first, like the first 5 minutes of Raw, a goat came out of Cedric's limo.
What? Why was there a goat in the limo?
I don't even know. I guess they were just trying to poke fun at Arkansas.
I see.
You know?
I see. So you got a connection with that goat.
I guess my idiotic friend does.
Yeah.
By the way, he's a regular listener of OWW.
What's
so
his name?
Hi, CJ. What's up, man?
CJ. CJ's goat.
Cool deal.
That's a sheep, though. So it's
that's for you.
So his mom's a nurse, and it was her goat or her family's goat?
No, his mom's nurse's goat.
Oh, his mom's nurse's goat. So I hope his mom is doing all right. Is his mom doing all right now? She's okay? She's cool?
Yeah, she's supposed to be going home.
All right, that's good.
If she's not already home.
All right, let's find out more about
him since we got out of school.
Find more about the goat. I'm interested to know what the goat was doing on Raw.
Yeah.
What did they use the goat for on Raw? I didn't watch it. You know my campaign against
it. It was just the opening segment. What they did, they had Cedric's limo pull up, and they got out, and they started having people get out of the limo with him, I guess like his friends or something, and they had a farmer get out of it, and he had the goat.
I see. That's some horrible.
It all has something to do with family.
I see. And the goat. It's part of the family.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Yeah. The goat's probably dead right now. They're probably making cheese out of it.
Yeah. Goat milk. You ever had goat milk, by the way?
I haven't. No, I haven't.
It's not that bad. It's actually pretty good. All right, never mind. what is the match of the week, Aaron? Did we talk about that already? Because we really have to go.
Yeah, there's not one.
Okay, very well. Match of the week, so you can
say. Cody Deaner. Put up a great.
Yeah, Cody Deaner.
Wrestling man.
All right, for your matches of the week, go to radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. radio@onlineworldofwrestling.com. Send us a match of the week that you think could be a good candidate for match of the week. We'll go over it and we present it here on OWW Radio. Also, if you're on Genesis, just private message Aaron over at OWW Genesis. All right, we're going to take a break, come back on the other side next hour with Larry Zbyszko. We got a whole hour with Larry. We're going to talk about his book, also his career, with people like Ric Flair and what he thinks about Kevin Nash. And
Jim Cornette visits the Dairy Queen.
Oh,
don't want to miss that.
We're going
to
talk about that when we right in the opening segment of the next hour. So quick break, come back, 866-543-6990. That Dairy Queen commercial is going to be hilarious, man. And maybe I'll play some more New Jack on the other side. 866-543-6990, man.
OWW Radio.